BT corn is a corn genetically engineered to contain a naturally occurring insecticide. The corn accounts for just 19% of all corn grown in the country right now. That's about one out of every 5 acres of corn. But its relatively small share of the market hides its apparently remarkable potential for causing arguments, especially when it comes in contact with one of America's most endearing symbols, the monarch butterfly. It was just a year ago that scientists at Cornell University in New York led a study that found BT corn to be toxic to the larvae of monarchs under laboratory conditions. For months, those results were debated and criticized for not involving a real-world test of the corn. The scientists were accused of feeding butterfly larvae levels of BT pollen much higher than those actually found in farm fields. This latest study, though, has moved the lab a bit closer to the field. Iowa State University researcher John Obricki says the two-year project used milkweed plants. They placed those potted plants out in BT and non-BT cornfields
and allowed pollen to be naturally deposited on these milkweed plants. Then we took those leaves, brought them into the lab, counted the densities, the amount of pollen on the leaves, then exposed those to monarch larvae.
And the results, says Obricki, were startling.
We observed significantly higher mortality when we exposed those larvae to the BT corn pollen as compared to the non-BT corn pollen.
In fact, about 20% of the larvae eating the BT leaves died from the insecticide, while almost all the larvae that ate the non-BT leaves stayed alive. This is troubling, says Obricki, because milkweed plants are the only thing the monarch larvae will eat, and milkweed plants are often found within and around cornfields. So the monarchs attracted to those plants near BT corn could face a much greater risk. Val Giddings is a vice president at the Biotechnology Industry Association, a Washington-based trade group for biotech companies. He says it's true that some strains of BT corn, under the right conditions, could indeed kill monarchs.
I'm willing to concede that, you know, what they have found, that pollen of this particular variety, if monarch larvae are exposed, would have some probability of a negative impact.
However, the devil, he says, is in the details. He says the actual amount of exposure the larvae might get to BT corn pollen is slight.
The amount of time that corn pollen is present overlaps with only a very small fraction of the amount of time that monarch larvae are present. So most monarch larvae are unlikely ever to encounter any corn pollen in the field.
And Giddings says the alternative to BT corn could be much worse. Right now, he says BT is one of just two options available to farmers to control corn-borne caterpillars. That pest causes an estimated $1 billion worth of crop damage each year. The other option is the spraying of broad-spectrum pesticides, which are quite effective against the caterpillars, but the pesticides have some major drawbacks not found in BT corn. The results of the study, if confirmed by other scientists, could be especially significant for Midwestern farmers and butterfly lovers. As much as half of the monarch butterfly population makes its way across the Midwest during its annual migration. Even the study's co-author says this is not the last word on BT corn. John Obricki says more studies must be done before the full effects of this transgenic crop are understood. In the meantime, the fight against BT corn will continue. Environmentalists say it's simply the latest battle in a larger war against all bioengineered crops. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Dale Willman.